Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. I'm always right and never left. As we continue with the embattlement of the current 2020 elections, Trump continuing to file lawsuits, he has been denied again by the Pennsylvania court. Now he is taking it again and doing appeals. So far, the multiple times that he's filed, the court has denied him, and he's in a position of appeal. We don't know yet if the other state that's supposed to be certifying their information today. So hopefully by tomorrow we will have a better handle on that. There has been a rise in spiking coronavirus cases, and I want to send out all our prayers to all of those that have lost loved ones to coronavirus, as well as, unfortunately, I may have contracted the issue. A speedy and safe recovery. Also, one of send out prayers to all the first responders. I've been on the front line of battling the doctors. Also, the private industry, Pfizer, might be coming out soon with a vaccine, hopefully. So, hopefully things, of course, that vaccine is going to go to individuals that are going to be most the first responders, hospitals that have high risk, I believe, nursing homes, and things of that nature. So let's keep our hands crossed, our fingers crossed, and pray that that we will get through this winter without the pressure of any more loss of life. Today, we're honored and proud to have in studio former veteran New Jersey congressional candidate, always speaks truth to power, from West New York, who now wants to run for New Jersey Senate. Dave Winkler is an exciting gentleman, with insight and knowledge of the pulse of what the people need and want. Not only within the state of New Jersey, within our nation, he's continuing to be on the front line, battling for the rights of all people, Americans, veterans, children, and all those that are really important, dear hands, people of New Jersey. So let me welcome Dave into the studio. How are you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, it's great to have you on, Dave. You know, you just finished coming off of a congressional run out of New Jersey. What made you want to run for the New Jersey State Senate?
I just figured that there's a lot to be, or a lot of work to be done here. And just because I pulled out before the primary doesn't mean that I wasn't going to continue the long-term commitment to the people here. I just had other stuff that needed to be taken care of at that time due to COVID-19, but now I'm back in the fight.
So, election for Senate is next year. Talk about some of the issues that you've identified that have are confronting and impacting New Jersey and the district in particular that you want to represent.
So things haven't really changed from, you know, the time that I was running for Congress to now. I mean, the main issue over here is immigration. Over here in this district, you have a majority, it's a majority Hispanic community. One of the biggest things is we have a lot of problems with visas to green cards and naturalization over here, and it needs to be fixed. You know, with the local politicians over here, they take advantage of it, use them for cheap labor, give them temporary band-aids, but do not push towards real pathways of citizenship. That needs to change, and it needs to change now. The second thing is we are all being affected by Governor Murphy's shutdowns, so our businesses are barely hanging on by a thread. That's one issue that I plan on, you know, fixing, is taking care of our small businesses. That's what, you know, makes my district thrive, is small business. We don't have big business over here. Another thing is, you know, our education system, huge deficits over here, up in the upwards of $120 million. So I need to do a lot to fix our education system here. And I could go on, you know, all day for this. But, yeah, those are, you know, my top three priorities right now is immigration, fixing the small businesses over here, and education.
Just to dovetail back off of the immigration issue, do you think the lack of politicians moving to try to incorporate these immigrant statuses back into the mainstream of society is so they can continue to pay them at cheap wages and continue to oppress them? Do you think that's possible?
I think the Democrat Party, from what I've noticed in general, and what I'm seeing from this current incumbent, is yes, he uses them for votes. If these guys were independent and free of, if they had citizenship, I don't think they would need to rely on his, 70,000 turkeys that he decides to give out during Thanksgiving to these bread, food pantries, twice a week to, you see it. Like, he plays this white knight towards that community, and he does so on purpose to keep them, drawing them back into him, instead of actually making them independent and able to stand up for themselves. And so, yes, I do believe that if we get real leadership to the people, we get real, green cards to naturalization over here, see less dependence, and then, that Democrat Party is going to fall like a stack of cards. They're going to fall because they have nobody that they can manipulate.
Have you, you have three challenging issues. We look at, you talk about the educational system in New Jersey. New Jersey's paying probably the highest property tax in the country, yet our children are still graduating without being able to read and write. What are some of your issues as it relates to education? I know you believe in school choice.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that bugs me over here is the quality. It's not just about money. It's about the quality of education. We're seeing, I saw the same thing when I lived in New York to where I'm over here is, I mean, we may have the best, public or private schools, for our area. But as soon as these kids go off to, four-year institutions and all that, they're behind the power curve. And it has a lot to do with our quality of what we're teaching. So we need to fix that. The second piece is we need to start celebrating and bringing in vocational and technical into these schools. Not every, we keep hearing about this, student loan debt, right? One of the biggest ways that could, fix that is bringing vocational and technical in there. Not everybody's designed to go to four-year institutions. Not everybody wants to go to, college. Some people actually want those trades. And to tell you the truth, nowadays, trade is doing a lot better than these kids that get four-year degrees and go into the workforce. It's just plain and simple like that. From the welders to the plumbers to you name it, are doing well, way better than somebody who went to, let's say, Notre Dame, right? It's got like $100,000 worth of debt afterwards. So we got to be realistic with these kids and actually guide them the way that they want to be guided, not what we want for them, what they want. And that's exactly what I've been seeing throughout these high schools is, you will go to this four-year institution. You can't settle for anything less. You can't even look at military in a lot of these schools out here where they try to guide you away from there. But military is another one. You do your 4 years, you get the GI Bill, the post 9/11 GI Bill. Not only do you get school for free, but you also get paid to go to school. So, you know, it's a lot of these things that just, I think, needs to get out there to the community, that there are options so you're not falling into that big of debt.
The point is well taken. Another big problem, and I know that we haven't talked about it much, but I know you have experience with your background being in the military. We have a big drug problem in New Jersey. Heroin is the purest in the country. Fentanyl, they just legalized marijuana, which I personally think it's a good thing. The only thing is now is they're going to have to amend the laws because everything else is still in place. You know, being a former military guy, how do you think that we try to tackle the fentanyl and heroin and the drug crisis?
To be quite honest, right? So I would tackle this, you know, very strongly and still, you know, rely on agencies like DEA to deal with this. There's just certain categories of drugs that I believe, you know, poison our communities. And you're definitely right. Fentanyl, opium, all that kind of stuff, it needs to be tackled. And I don't think that we lighten up on that either when it comes to that kind of sentencing. But what I would say is that we need to have programs out there to help rehabilitate as well. But to be quite honest, I'm hard on the harder drugs, right? Because it really hurts communities once it gets in there. Once it's in there, the only way you can tackle it is by nailing those you know, distributors, those higher echelons of those drug organizations, and, you know, put them in jail if you can. But the lower ones that are just, you know, using it, or the ones that are affected by it, they need the rehab versus the dealers. And that's how I would deal with it, to be quite honest. The dealers need to be dealt with judicial, and those who were affected by it that are users just need the rehab aspect is what I'm looking at.
In New Jersey, we're noticing a spike in COVID-19. We see the governor's various executive orders. You know, I have to always mention that you're a military guy, because military guys always have a better perspective on how to handle crisis, because that was your business. What do you think about the imposing executive orders by Murphy to infringe our rights and liberties? I mean, we'll leave a liquor store open, but we can't go to the temple, we can't go to church. And also, what do you think we could do differently as a result of what
we've
seen?
I got to be quite honest. We need to stand up and fight is actually what needs to happen, right? And, you know, me as a veteran, I take the Constitution, our rights, liberties, and freedoms very seriously. When we start to give them up to the government, I don't know what people seem to think, but you're not going to get them back. And if you do, it takes forever to start getting those things back that you just handed freely over to the government. And we have to be careful of that, because we see it a lot. We see it almost every single day with Second Amendment, right? Come out with a new gun law. It was coming out with, you know, something crazy like that. We're starting to see it with First Amendment, you know, with big tech, you know, where people are giving away, you know, freely their rights and freedoms there. And we're starting to see it with mask mandates, mandatory vaccines. You know, the Democrat Party kind of pushes and pushes to kind of see how people feel. You know, people latch onto it, and they go even further. This is dangerous. We need to stop allowing, you know, people like Governor Murphy to violate our constitutional rights. The Constitution is there, plain and simple. We need to protect it. And that's something that I'm here to do for 2021. We need to stand up to Governor Murphy. That means that, you know, our Senate Republicans there need to be crying, like, on the floor and actually standing up and saying, hey, no, enough is enough, Governor Murphy. The same thing with our assembly, same thing with our local politicians. Because once those freedoms are infringed upon, good luck on trying to get any sort of, you know, relief. It's very hard. And another thing that people need to understand is that executive order from this governor is not really a law. It's really not. It can be challenged within our judiciary. So people getting arrested for not wearing a mask should not be happening. It's just beyond me what I'm seeing here in America. You know, things I fought hard for. You know, a lot of my buddies, got hurt. I had a lot of buddies unfortunately pay the ultimate sacrifice between Iraq and Afghanistan. And they all did so for the protection of our Constitution. And to see it stomped on daily over here by the Democrat Party is killing me. Because I'm like, these guys did not die in vain. So if nobody else is going to stand, I'm going to stand up and fight. I owe it to them.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your service to our country, Dave. And thank you for, wanting to stand up again for not only the residents of Hudson County, but for New Jersey. We're talking about schools, school construction. We talked about that. Let's talk about economic development. Let's talk about economic development as far as inner cities. Okay, because the Democrats talk about that they're for the people, but they've disseminated every city in this country. What are some of your ideas to bring back these cities? You live in a densely populated area in West New York and the surrounding areas, but towns like Paterson, North Jersey City, where the unemployment rate is still low. What are some of the things that you think that we could do to try to assist those individuals?
I mean, what we need to really do is sit back and have transparency in what's going on in these urban development areas, especially in places like Jersey City. You know, we're starting to hear like the Jared Kushner types are coming in there making deals for our high-rise apartments. But that's not what those people want. You know, I think the community needs to, have a say-so in what goes on and what's being built, in their community. Coming from, Brooklyn to living over here, like, it was the same way. You know, people, they build all these gigantic things, sky-rise apartments that are, 3,000, 4,000 for a studio apartment. The community didn't want that. So we got to look at trying to involve our community members and saying, hey, what best benefits you and your families in that community? And let's go ahead and build that way rather than bringing in these real estate tycoons and, other types of businesses where, it's just the politicians pocketing off of it. Urban development is a community program. That's the way I look at it. So the community should definitely, I'll keep saying it again, the community should definitely have a say-so of what is being built in their area. So, and that's the way I look at it, and that's how actually I want to go about that program, is involving in my district, my community sits down with the local leaders there, and they hash out what's going to come into their community. If they don't like what's going to come in the community, guess what? That business does not come there. But if they like the business that comes there as a general consensus, then yes, community votes. Or, said their local leaders, they hear it, and they bring it. That's the way I feel like it should work.
For those that are listening in, this is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. I'm always right, never left. In the studio, former New Jersey congressional candidate and now New Jersey State Senate candidate, David Wink. We're talking about his run for the Senate. We're talking about the policies and things that he finds that will benefit the people in New Jersey. Dave, would you please share with my audience, I think that you have a citizen drive coming up soon, or you're planning a citizen drive, I believe. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So citizenship drives are going to be coming soon. Pretty much my idea is Elected or not, I'm going to get out there and I'm really going to help my community with citizenship. I got a good friend from Brooklyn coming over. She was the first Dominican woman ever elected to New York State, to hold office. And she was a councilwoman in New York City for 12 years, plus she was the vice president of Brooklyn. So she is very familiar with setting up and making these things successful. So we're going to bring her over so we can help these people attain citizenship over here with pro bono attorneys, resources, information, you name it, food, clothes, stuff that they need. And really, we're really going to get after it. And I'm just going to keep doing this, until we solve our issue over here.
Awesome. I know that your campaign is in developmental phase and you're moving forward. I heard that you're gaining a lot of ground support, a lot of political support across the country. If people would like to volunteer your campaign or donate to your campaign, can you please share that information with us, David, for the audience in case they'd like to contact the campaign?
Yeah, so they can go to www.winkler.com. I got Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. And just look for Winkler for NJ33 and you'll find me.
Hey, Dave, thanks for coming in and spending some time with us and sharing about your goals and objectives for Hudson County and the state. Mm-hmm. We wish you the best of luck and we look forward to having you back on.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Dave. This is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Please, you can follow us on Facebook at Conservative Talk Radio. You can also follow us on Twitter at Right Talk Radio. You can follow us at Right Talk Radio. You can follow me at New York Talk Radio Host, or you can follow me on Facebook at Right Talk Radio Host, or you can follow me on Parler at Right Talk Radio Host. We thank you for tuning in. Please check back for updates when you follow us, and have a happy and blessed holiday season. God bless you all.